but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, earlier in the show, we talked to Mitch Canham, the Oregon State baseball coach, about the Corvallis Regional. That's where Oregon State will be hosting St. Mary's on Friday night, and TCU and USC will be playing. But the other regional, just 40 miles away, the Oregon Ducks baseball team, they put brand new stands in. They brought in some extra bleachers. But the Ducks, the number 12 seed in the NCAA baseball tournament, they will be hosting the WAC champion Utah Valley on Friday night. ESPN Plus, PK Park. Here to talk about the WAC champion is Bryce Larson, friend of this show. And you can hear him on ESPN 960 in Utah. Spencer McLaughlin hooked us up here. Bryce Larson joining us. How are you?
John, I'm doing great. Glad to be on with you. And excited to be in Eugene this weekend for this regional.
Tell us, like, you know, what the reaction is. I want to learn a little bit about Utah Valley baseball, but the reaction is as the fans and players and coaches found out they're going to Eugene and they'll play the Ducks.
Well, the reaction was rather favorable because this coaching staff, there's quite a few dudes that spent some time up there in the Pacific Northwest in their playing careers. The head coach, Nate Rasmussen, a former Utah high school baseball player, decided to play at Pacific University in Oregon. That's where he met current pitching coach, Kyle Treadway, who was also at Pacific. They later became two coaches that coached for that Pacific team later on. And then another guy, Paul Gehring, who's another coach on this coaching staff, spent some time up there in Washington at Edmonds College, just up the road, not too far away. So they were pretty excited to learn that they were going back to their old stomping grounds. As far as the guys, they're used to playing tough competition. They play Utah, BYU, and a lot of different Power Four schools across the country throughout the season. Play a lot of Big West institutions who that conference got two teams into the field this year, so it's a tough conference, and they're ready to rock and roll and fire on all cylinders this upcoming weekend.
The Utah Valley team wins the WAC championship, so you get a team that's playing really good baseball. Mark Wasikowski, the Oregon coach, came on our show, Bryce, and he said, look, they got a left-handed pitcher who can really pitch. They got a couple guys in their lineup that can really hit, but yeah, help us get to know this team a little bit. Who do we expect to see on Friday night pitching?
Well, on Friday night, it's either going to be Corbin Kirk or Colton Kennedy. We'll see who they decide to go with. Corbin Kirk threw 9 innings and 138 pitches against Abilene Christian in the second game of the WAC tournament this last week. So we'll see if he's available to go. I would assume that he is going to be the one that's going to go. If not, it will be Colton Kennedy, who threw a combined no-hitter along with Cooper Littledyke in the third game against the number one seed Sacramento State in that WAC tournament. It was the first combined no-hitter and no-hitter in WAC tournament history. So it was a crazy performance and a really good baseball game altogether. But either way, it's going to be one of those two guys, and we'll see who they decide to go with coming up on Friday.
Hitting-wise, this is a team that likes to run a little bit, steal some bases. I mean, what else can we expect to see in this Friday night game offensively?
Offensively, yeah, they get after it offensively. They've got multiple transfers from Power Four schools, starting with Mason Strong, who is the tournament MVP. He transferred over. He's formerly at Oklahoma as well as BYU, transferred over to Utah Valley. Ended up hitting a couple of home runs, one in the championship game against Abilene Christian in the ninth inning that put Utah Valley up 11-9 to win the game. And then you also see another guy, Landon Fry, a transfer from the University of Utah, who was their starting second baseman for the last 3 years. And he decided that he was going to transfer away. Ended up at Utah Valley because of his connection to head coach Nate Rasmussen. He's really good at the dish. And then you'll see Dominic Longo the second as well. A lot of MLB scouts think this guy's going to be taken maybe second round in this year's upcoming MLB draft. So he's definitely a guy to look out for as well, along with a host of other dudes that just can hit and run, a couple fast guys to lead it off with Luke Iverson and Jaden Smith as well. They get on the base paths, and you're exactly right. Very aggressive. They like to swipe a couple of bags, so I'd be on the lookout for that as well.
Making history, Utah Valley qualifying for the NCAA baseball tournament for the second time in their history. Help us with this one, Bryce, because sometimes you see teams that don't have long history, and they go, hey, just getting to this point is a breakthrough. Then, you know, they kind of look around and they're happy to be there. Are they just happy to be there, or are they talking about wanting to win this thing?
They're talking about wanting to win this thing. They're coming out hungry, most definitely. They want to be able to go out and shock the world. And kind of the team motto so far, this, at least in the WAC tournament, was they're playing with house money because nobody picked them to be here. They were supposed to be sixth. Eddie Smith, who's the head coach at Washington now, might be a familiar name for you guys up there. He used to be the head coach a season ago. He left, and they decided to go with Nate Rasmussen, who's the associate head coach alongside Eddie Smith. It was supposed to be a rebuilding year. And now they're saying, hey, we're playing with house money. They're supposed to be picked sixth to finish sixth in this in the conference. They went out and won it, and now they're looking for more. So I think that they're not going to shy away from trying to be competitive and go out and steal one on Friday night.
The ability to win a conference championship should not be understated. It reminds me a little bit of the wild card teams in Major League Baseball. These teams that play their way in are playing well. They're playing with a lot of confidence. The championship win in the WAC, how good was that game? Because I know you did an interview with Nate Rasmussen, and one of the headlines was, you know, about the best baseball game you've ever seen. How close to that is Utah Valley playing right now? What kind of baseball are they playing?
Well, we had talked about it. They played Abilene Christian twice. One was earlier in the week in the second round of that tournament. That's the quote that you're referring to there. It was a 3-1 ball game where Corbin Kirk, who you might see throw on Friday night, went 9 full innings, threw 138 pitches. And then Utah Valley hit a go-ahead home run late in that ball game to take the lead. Then they turned around and had to face Abilene Christian again in the championship game later in the week on Saturday. That one ended up being an 11-9 ball game. Both pitching staffs were completely depleted, so a lot of runs scored in that one. But overall, I mean, just fantastic baseball that they've been able to play. And I think a lot of people might sleep on the Western Athletic Conference. Mm-hmm. In terms of baseball, just because they're not too familiar with the names. There's a lot of guys. Like, if you look at Grand Canyon University, a team that went up to Oregon, split 1-1, lost one with Oregon earlier in the season, they were right there towards the top of the conference, but couldn't quite get it done in the tournament. You look across the league, and there's some good teams. Sacramento State is another school that, led by Reggie Christensen, they win 30-plus games and have done so over the last 12 seasons. So some really good baseball is being played in the Western Athletic Conference, and they're excited to showcase that one.
Help us with the school in general, you know, because I think people in Oregon don't have a good feel for Utah Valley and, you know, how big is the school? What is sort of the footprint of the school in your media market? And, again, we're talking to Bryce Larson, and you can hear him on ESPN affiliate there in Utah, 103.9 and 98.3 FM. You also do some play-by-play. But give us a feel for Utah Valley as a school.
Utah Valley University is actually the largest institution in the state. A lot of people are surprised to hear that, but about 46 to 48,000 students attend the university. It's about an hour or so south of Salt Lake City, where the University of Utah is, and it's 5 minutes down the road from Brigham Young University. So within, you know, between the two schools, there's probably 60 to 80,000 students in the Provo/Orem area. It's located in Orem, Utah, which, as I mentioned, is right down the road from Provo. And it's mostly, they don't have a football team. Utah Valley doesn't sponsor football, so it's a basketball-first school playing in the Western Athletic Conference. And mostly, you know, as far as the media market goes, there's just, with the majority population in the state of Utah being LDS, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a lot of them affiliate themselves with Brigham Young University. And a lot of the students that go to Utah Valley are usually fans of the football teams for both BYU and Utah. But slowly, Utah Valley's starting to carve out their own way because they've only been a Division I university since 2008. So they've climbed the ranks, and I kind of like to allude to UCF in Florida, where they're the largest institution, and they took the fastest leap from becoming, you know, from being a junior college team to go to a Power Four conference. That's kind of what Utah Valley's trying to do in the state of Utah with their massive enrollment and trying to become more and more competitive. They just don't have a football team, which might be to their detriment, but we'll see as time goes on how it plays out.
The Utah sports fan is an interesting animal to me because the Utes fans are rabid. The BYU fans are rabid. Even the Jazz didn't have a great season, right? They should have had that. Yeah. They should have got Cooper Flagg. But the Jazz fans are still showing up in, like, February, like, in selling out the arena. What is it about the Utah sports fan that keeps them coming back?
I think it's just loyalty. Loyalty to the brands that took a chance on coming to the state of Utah. If you like the state of Utah will love you back. And that's just kind of part of what the culture is here in Utah. They just recently pulled that NHL franchise away from Arizona, the Arizona Coyotes. Ryan Smith, the owner, went out and brought them to the state of Utah, and now it's the hottest thing. And people love what is now, used to be the Utah Hockey Club, but now the Utah Mammoth. It's just part of the culture. If you love the state of Utah, they'll love you right back, and that shows in everything that they do in terms of sports.
I am eager to see this series and this regional, Oregon in this regional, Cal Poly in Arizona, Utah Valley, of course, there. What would it mean to that program to not just, you know, maybe not win this thing, but to get some notoriety and have people turn on ESPN and see this baseball program? How much is that worth to the baseball program there?
Oh, it would be massive. A couple of years ago, the basketball team made a run in the NIT under Mark Madsen, who's now the head coach at Cal. They had Mark Pope before that. And so the basketball team's kind of been the one that's carried the torch for Utah Valley University in the past couple of years. Now it's the baseball team's turn. And if they can go and turn some heads and beat some big brands like Oregon, maybe in Arizona, Cal Poly, whatever it looks like, they'll take it. That would be huge for this baseball team, especially a team that's under a first-year head coach in Nate Rasmussen, who used to be the recruiting coordinator. And then you look around and you say, especially here in the state of Utah, BYU is sitting at home. They're watching them on TV. Utah sitting at home, watching them on TV. It's massive for the brand, for baseball, and just the aspect of being able to recruit these kids and say, if you want to go to a regional, if you want to play baseball at the highest level in the state of Utah, it's not at BYU, it's not at Utah, it's at Utah Valley University.
Bryce Larson, I appreciate your time and your expertise. Give us a little bit about you. What's your background? Did you grow up there? Is this just a step for you on your career journey? You're doing some play-by-play. You're also hosting a morning show.
Yeah, I did grow up here, and I attended Utah Valley University, graduated a couple of years ago. I do host a morning talk show on our local ESPN radio affiliate, and then I also do the play-by-play and a little bit of color commentary for the school for both basketball, do the baseball, so I'll be up there. Coming up this weekend, it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll be broadcasting the games back here. And other than that, just kind of working my way through, and I appreciate being able to jump on here with you and chat it up a little bit.
I appreciate you as well. Bryce Larson, thank you, from ESPN affiliate in Salt Lake City. It'll be interesting to see both of these regionals, Oregon with Mark Wasikowski, Oregon State with Mitch Canham. We've heard from both coaches, very different approaches. And the stakes remain that, you know, Oregon State, even though it's got multiple national championships and a lot of history, it's a team that's up against a lot that has functioned as an independent this season, hosting a regional. Oregon, on the other side, program was resurrected in 2009, brought back. Here's Mark Wasikowski now hosting a regional, trying to get a super regional and get to Omaha. So much at stake this weekend. It's going to be a big, fun baseball weekend in the state of Oregon. Steven, you've heard from both coaches, both programs. Where do you find your mind, your thoughts, and your rooting loyalty leaning?
I love Mitch Canham. I think he comes across as such a come down to earth guy, a real guy. I thought it was interesting what Bryce said right there in this past interview. Utah Valley is coming up to win and to make some noise and to prove to themselves that they can compete on the top level. I'm very interested to see what that game looks like, game one between the Ducks and the Wolverines. Like that one, the way Bryce was talking, they're coming up very confident and looking to win some games. So I want to see what that turns out to be.
I want them both to get to Omaha, but first you got to get to the Super Regionals. So Oregon hosting, Oregon State hosting, big advantage for those two programs. I want you to leave it here. We have some parting thoughts coming up. You got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide on the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Network.